the Beta Breakers, it's also called, the Oceana Bay Bike Race, and it's not really a race. They have 25, 35, and 50-mile courses. So whether you're kind of the casual biker just kind of pedaling on a hybrid, or whether you're the real hardcore enthusiast that's going to race the 50-mile, it's just a really nice, flat, leisurely ride through the beautiful southern Delaware, Bethany Beach area. You start and finish there, nice circuit, and they have sag wagons and rest stops, and it's just a really great way to spend the day biking. And it's information at thequietresorts.com or call 302-539-2100.
Or if you want to take it easy, there's a little pork in the park. Admission is just a couple of bucks at the biggest Kansas City barbecue-style event east of the Mississippi, as they bill it. That's at the Winter Place Park in Salisbury.
Yeah, and Salisbury is a great place to go down the shore for the weekend as well. I recommend while there also, check out the Salisbury Zoo. The admission is free. It's kind of a surprise that a town that size can have such a phenomenal zoo there. And it's a great way to spend the day down in Salisbury. You can get details in porkinthepark.org or see page 3 of Recreation News. We have a write-up on it as well.
There's tons of events going on now through May 15th at the Virginia Arts Festival. Are they getting that in gear this weekend, Carl?
Yes, it kicks off this weekend, and it runs for a solid month. They have venues in Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Williamsburg, Newport News, Portsmouth, Hampton, James City County, basically that whole northern neck and beyond area all the way down to Virginia Beach. We have a page 14 of the March issue of Recreation News, or recreationnews.com, has the whole information and schedule. You can also go on their website, vafest.org/recreation, for extra information as well. Just a whole lot of really cool arts-oriented type of events.
I see we've got a special deal for those who visit Recreation News on the appearance by Howie Mandel out of the Cove Haven Resorts on Sunday. And this weekend out in West Virginia, Martinsburg, book fair is going on.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool book fair there. It's all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday. You can have lunch with Cokie Roberts or dinner with Dave Peltzer. They have all kinds of food there, including edible books, which sounds kind of interesting to me. Children's activities, book signings from Jeff Shara and Walter Dean Myers, among others. And a whole lot of details on that on page 26, or you can always go to travelwv.com for details, or call 800-4-WVA-FUN for information on that one as well.
You did say edible books, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, one for the bookworms.
Oh, I don't know if they're going to be Fig Newton flavored or not, though.
Free admission tomorrow, Saturday, to more than 15 museums if you feel like taking a ride down to Richmond.
All throughout Richmond, it's the website, www.futureofrichmondspath.org, has all the information, but it's more than 15 museums. They have all kinds of other neat events going on. It's worthwhile checking out for the history buff, and you can't beat the price.
In the world of sports, we'll be carrying the Nationals game tonight. They'll be hosting Milwaukee at Nationals Stadium this weekend. The Wizards will be hosting Atlanta tomorrow night at Verizon Center. DC United hosts Chicago tomorrow night. And let's go down the specials, Carl. I see you've got an April special for two at Country Road Cabins.
Yeah, that's a great one. $125 nightly for a two-night cabin stay. Now, these are cabins I've been to. Right alongside the river, everyone has a private hot tub, a fireplace, fully furnished kitchens. And the thing that's really cool, it's right at the New River Gorge. They have all kinds of activities there. Zip lines that go over to canopies of treetops, mountain biking, whitewater rafting everywhere there. And the information for that's on wvcabins.com.
Got a three-day getaway to Luray for the golfers.
Yeah, and oh, what a good deal that is. $249, it's a three-day getaway. It includes your meals, plus the lodging, the cart, and the greens fees. Just a wonderful place to go to. The Shenandoah Valley this time of year is very beautiful. We have details on that on page 30, or you could always go to luraycaverns.com for information on that. And if you're really into the golfing, Tee Time Golf Pass, get this, $59.95 gets you free greens fees at 116 courses. I had to double check. That is not a typo, 116. So you can go to teetimegolfpass.com. And any Fed that mentions Recreation News not only gets that deal, but gets a free golf glove thrown in as well.
All right. Can't beat that. Also, a good time to enter your contest. No purchase necessary. What are you giving away this week?
We still have a getaway for two to the Natural Bridge with all the attractions there, a getaway for two to the Cove Haven Resort or Paradise Dream or Pocono Palace, your choice, which, by the way, that's where Howie Mandel is this weekend. And even if you don't win that, we still have 50% off using the code GA19242 for all the RecGov people to save a couple of dollars there as well.